Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Just a heads up, if you're heading down south this weekend,
there's, well, and a lot of people are.
Yeah, there's beasts out there, people.
Oh my!
Sue's Bridge Camping Ground. This is down south on the Blackwood River. It's a very popular spot if you are heading down there. I'm just going to say, watch out, because there's been some stories floating around about yowies.
Yowies.
In the bushes.
Not yes. The chocolate types.
No, the scary types. So there's a story about some boys that went camping and they hear something running towards their tent in the middle of the night, stopping in front of it, panting very hard, like something like that, I think.
Sure, it wasn't just kids eating lots of yowies.
They heard it sprint off down to the river. It was splashing and slurping before it disappeared into the bush. Goodness. Now, they later spoke to the local Aboriginal people who told them about the Wudachis, which are a type of giant yowie that live in the southwest of WA. And they live close to streams and they go there to drink at night. Others have been sharing their stories over the years from their experiences at Sue's Bridge as well. I've also heard that this time of year the drop bears are out as well. So just saying, if you're down south this weekend,
just take
keep
care.
An eye out.
Also, you know, it is double demerits.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just okay.
The yowies care about that.
Well, no, they know. Just like, if you're being chased by a yowie, just remember
slow
to
down.
Yeah, stick to the speed limit
while you're running away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Well, sort of. It kind of is.
It's a Friday kind of Thursday.
It is. It's a pseudo Friday.
Yeah.
Just let that settle in.
Okay.
Nikki,
did you want more of a reaction
to
that?
No, that's fine. Well, I don't now, I suppose. Okay. It's just set the level for the rest of the day. So yesterday news broke that Volkswagen, as I like to quote them, were changing the name of their American operations to Volkswagen, as in V-O-L-T, to emphasise their focus on electric cars. But then they walked that back, saying it was actually a memo meant for April Fools that somehow got out early.
Okay. Is that the April Fools? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
Is them correcting it the April Fools if they've brought it out today?
No. It all happened yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. But except how perfect would the VW Volkswagen be as the name for their electric car?
Yeah.
Actually, like, and that's like, everyone idea. Seemed to be like, oh, that sounds like a cool idea. Everyone reported it as legitimate news because it was the day before April Fool's. They're like, fooled you, the wrong day.
They're like,
I don't know why they talk like Indians, but anyway, yes.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. It's a lot of confusion it in is. The Volkswagen family, I think you'll find.
I forgot about April Fool's, so I'm...
Yeah.
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 I feel like it's not as big as it used to be.
No.
Is that because people just, like, prank each other every day?
A bit. Well, you said you got Rickrolled the other day.
Yeah, I totally forgot. This was about 6 months ago. I got a random text message and it was a YouTube link to Rick
Never
Astley.
Never
going to give you up.
Wow.
I can't believe I got Rickrolled. What, like only 15 years later?
Yeah, at least a decade after that was a thing.
I totally forgot about it, but there you go.
So that perhaps if you'll get Rickrolled today.
Maybe, if I'm lucky.
And for those that don't know, because some people miss that entire thing, basically you
Look,
just
I
get sent.
I did. I didn't really know what was going on at the time.
I've only kind of discovered it since.
Yeah.
Where apparently you just get sent random links that said you're never going to give you up.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's
hey,
just
you've
like
been Rickrolled.
To waste your time, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, it must have been funny at the time.
Basically,
I don't know.
What
someone must have laughed.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe Rick Astley was making a bit of extra coin for all of the extra plays.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, this is an interesting note. Vinyl records are on track to outsell compact discs this year.
Oh.
Which I think is a bit of a record. Wholesale figures released by the Australian Recording Industry Association revealed music lovers bought $29.3 million worth of the platters that matter last year. That's the vinyl. That's old school vinyl yep. talk. The wheels of steel, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Compared to 30.6 of the once dominant CD. Vinyl rose a remarkable 32% while sales have, but not surprising, CD sales have plummeted quite a bit, I imagine.
Yeah.
They've gone down 17%. So, yeah, I say, mate, call me when cassettes are cool again, because that was my medium.
Yeah, well, how long does it take? Well, how many years does it take before it becomes popular again?
Well, I don't
Vinyl
know.
Vinyl records, what's the...
Well, they never really went away-ish.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, cassettes aren't as practical as a...
No. I think it's the novelty of the, this huge disc as well, you know what I mean, with the vinyl.
Yeah.
That you have to put it on, put the needle on, you know? It's
the
like...
skills. The skills involved in playing something.
With a disc, it's like, oh my God, this thing is so scratched. Well, where do I put it? There's no, no kind of anything left that plays a CD.
Trust me, vinyl gets scratched as well if you don't look after it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if or when cassettes will come back, but I love that because you could record on those. That was yeah. my thing, you know?
And if you're not careful, you record over everything.
Yes. Well, that was the danger. And the chairman of the Suez Canal Authority has valued losses and damages of the Ever Given blockage at... a potential billion US dollars.
Oh, wow. That's 1.3 a bad Aussie. Mistake, isn't it?
It's not great. It's not a good day.
That's you're a not, bad
You're not getting U-turn. Your bonus that day. No, it is. It's a terrible three-point turn. It's a terrible U-turn. You're not getting your bonus. That is for, by the way, 6 days' worth of delays.
Oh, no.
Caused by the
Wouldn't
ship.
You just feel awful if you were the person driving that.
If you weren't drunk at the time, you'd be drunk afterwards going, what have I done? Anyway, six days worth of delays caused by the ship running aground while piloted by the penguins from Madagascar.
They're the ones to blame. Yeah. I can just imagine the feeling, though. If you've ever like tried to reverse out of a tight space and gotten stuck and think, that's it, I'm here forever.
Yeah, or scratched other cars while you're doing it. Well, it's even worse than
imagine
scratching
that,
a car.
Imagine that, but a humongous boat.
$1 billion worth of damage. You've just rolled over a Maserati.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First of all, double demerits are here.
Oh, yes.
So, and we've also had quite a persistent soak as well. So it's really, you know, extra incentive to take care on the roads.
Be careful, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, in amongst, there's a lot of stuff going on over the weekend. In amongst all of it, Waffle kicks off this weekend.
Mm.
Yeah, so you can check out the Peel Thunder taking on East Frio, the Sharks, tomorrow at David Gray's Arena. That's just to add to all the rest of the Easter-related stuff.
Yeah, if you thought there wasn't something that you wanted to do, surprise.
You are mistaken.
Yes,
you are. You are sadly mistaken. And it's April, people.
It is, surprise.
Yeah.
First of April.
So perhaps take what you... hear or see or read today with a grain of salt. I mean, unless it's coming from us this morning, obviously.
I mean, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you'd always...
We're so reliable.
You'd always assume that we are gospel truth, what we talk about around these parts. Mm-hmm. Always. There's never any opinion, even, let alone an attempt to mislead. Anyway... Pinch and a punch is what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
Good. So I've discovered some amazing / useless crap about food that I am now legally legally required to share with you.
Okay.
I think you'll find, Nikki. So stand by. Four facts I've got for you here. Mm-hmm. Number one. Tomato sauce was originally sold in pill form as a treatment for diarrhea in the 1800s.
Goodness, but tomato sauce treats diarrhea.
Well, no, I don't think it does. I don't think that's why they don't still do that anymore. But back in the days when they used to sell crazy, you know, cure-alls for anything.
They just made things up, didn't they? They just go, you know what, I've decided that this cures this. Done.
Tomato, it actually wasn't just that. It apparently did all sorts of things. Tomato sauce in pill form.
Made
anyway.
Chips taste delicious.
Well, that's the thing that it has proved, for sure. Number two, garlic left... to sit on the skin can cause second and third degree burns if it's left there.
Well, it can certainly stink. Can burn the stench into your fingers. That's about it.
You will be struggling to get that smell out for a long time. Number three. Did you know that 80% of potato is water?
Really?
Hmm. But I still feel like it wouldn't quench your thirst in the desert. If somebody said, here, I'm thirsty, well, here's a potato.
Well, I mean, I'd take it.
Well, you would, but I don't, you know.
You wouldn't be like,
I don't feel like it'd be my salvation.
What's that Schweppes ad?
Schweppervescence out of a potato. Probably not. And last and not least, number four.
Okay.
The filling of a Kit Kat is actually crumbs from broken Kit Kat bars.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
So every Kit Kat
you eat. I thought it was a wafer.
Yeah, well, it is, but it's made from... crushed and kind of extruded broken ends and bits of Kit Kat.
But there must have been an original Kit Kat.
Must there?
You know? If there's crumbs from a Kit Kat making the next Kit Kat, then it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
It's actually chocolate and wafer inception. And obviously also every bar is also handmade by Leonardo DiCaprio.
I hope so. I'd like to think that.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news live from the Cadbury Cream Egg Factory, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Pink is releasing a new song next week with Rag & Bone Man.
Wow.
She posted this to her social media. I finally kept a secret. I love you, Rag & Bone Man, and I can't wait for everyone to hear us together. 4/9/2021, which is all backwards, so it's the 9th of April. You know how they do that.
Yep, yep.
The song is going to be called Anywhere Away From Here, and that will be out next Friday. A trailer for a new Kate Winslet HBO drama called Mayor of Easttown is here. The Academy Award winner plays a small-town detective who investigates a local murder as life crumbles around her.
The Easttown Police Department received a call reporting a dead body in Creedham Creek.
We've decided to bring in a county detective to assist with the case.
How do you like working with my mom so far?
We're just getting started out. Any tips?
Lower your expectations.
Should we do this outside?
No. All right, let's go.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Mayor, what's happening?
She knows what's happening, Tony. Okay. She knows. Mayor. All right, let me go.
Are you friends with these people?
Yeah.
The limited series also stars our very own Guy Pearce and American Horror Story star Evan Peters, and it's out on HBO Max and Foxtel from April 18th.
Looks good.
Kelly Rowland appeared on The Ellen Show earlier this week and revealed that she gave birth to her boy Noah over Zoom earlier this year.
You know, everybody was feeling a way about that because we like to, you know, be at each other's births. And so, yeah, we got a Zoom and everyone was there. I mean, you know, the proper angle only.
Goodness well, me, a little too much, I think.
I'd hope so. I hope the proper angle is the one I'm thinking of.
I hope it's not the...
Like an over-the-shoulder number, you know what I'm saying?
I hope so, anyway. Yeah. And more baby news with Jason Derulo and his pregnant partner, Jenna Frooms, revealing the sex of their baby. The couple held a gender reveal with their family and friends in the Bahamas, where fireworks lit up the sky and revealed the gender.
Wow, congratulations.
It was a boy, by the way.
Oh.
Understated and simple, I love it.
Nikki and Tamello.
97.3, Coast FM.